Okay, I wanted to speak about one of the most misunderstood times of Shabbos. Rav de Ravin, Ratzon Shibiratzon, the time of Shabbos Shudas. So we're going to go from this is taken from it's a Lakutei Emunas Yitecha from the Mashgiach Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita. It's a beautiful sefer. I'm just going to do a small two sections of it. So here we go. Here's part number one. Says Rav Wolfson, Hine. Be'ez Hashem is asvin yachad l'suda shlishis yesh l'ze segula gedola. There's a very auspicious time by Shalosh Shudas. Shafilu mi sha'ata eini yochel hislai b'lavavo b'hislavus shel tainug v'tshukul Hashem yizborach. Even a person's heart is not on fire with a desire to come close to Hashem. Kasher yoshev im chaveirim ba'ava. When you sit with an ava, with your friends, good friends, yoch l'kabel az his orus mechaveirim. You can get from your chaverim an inspiration. The angels, the malachim, get his orus each one from the other. One gets it from the second. When you're sitting with a friendship, with a genuine love amongst your good friends, even though on their own he doesn't have a fire towards Hashem, but through sitting with good friends, from your friends, they can give this to you. Each one receives from his others at the time of Shalosh Shudas. Al Kain, therefore, tzarech lirois l'sheves b'yachad im yirei shemayim v'yirei Hashem. Therefore, says Wilson, one has to be careful as to who they choose to sit with. Where do you place yourself? What shul do you go to for Shalosh Shudas? K'di'is b'chasim soifesh zeh segula niflo. It's an amazing thing. Kashem is palim ba'oivdim es Hashem lamo liyad tzadik. If you can be by a tzadik for Shalosh Shudas, amazing. Someone told me, I forgot the who, one of the chever shared with me from a friend, he suggested spending a Shabbos in New Square. You'll appreciate, you'll understand what a Shabbos is meant to be if you go to Square. So you know, but Shalosh Shudas, there's no way to even describe, if you haven't experienced it yourself, what it's like in New Square by Shalosh Shudas. Okay. Ki kol ha'avira saviv ha'tzadik hu avir kodosh. It's just a holy spend. I think, speaking of New Square, I think they said Ronald Lim Steinman Zatzal said that when he was in Square, he says it has the avira of Eretz Yisrael. That's what I think Rosh Steinman said about visiting this special community. V'chashir omdim liad tzadik b'tefilu margishim tam tuv mitfila. When you're davening by the tzaddik, you feel it. Lehefech, anyway, he doesn't even finish the sentence. Kasha omdim liyad blank 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 dot dot dot. When you're not by tzaddikim, that makes a roshim as well. Oz margish lehefech. Then the opposite could happen. Lechein therefore tzrichin lirois l'sheves liyachad im chaverim tovim. Make sure you're sitting by good erlich yidin by Shalosh Shudas. L'shorer zmiros to sing the zmiros b'deish yia nachas ruach l'Hashem yizborach. So that's important. The environment. And now he says something truly amazing. The second part of the piece is where he's explaining what actually happened during Shalosh Shudas. Ata nedabim me inyan she'ir shel havin abura of mamash. You won't be able to totally understand exactly what it is. V'lav kol moichas sabaldor. Not every brain is going to be able to fathom this. On yodim, we know she'ir zman shel hayoim. We know that there's times of the day, machar, ve'etmol, tomorrow, yesterday, aval zman, but the concept of time itself, hayne bria asher bora Hashem b'miyuchad l'olamenu. It's something that was created for this world. Now, since we exist in time and space, it's very difficult for us to fathom something that could be outside of time and space. But you have to understand, Rabbi Nachman talks about this, that zman itself is a creation. Aval lemala b'shamayim ein davar kezeh hanikra zman. In Shemayim, there isn't something called zman. Lemala b'shamayim hu lemala min hazman. In Shemayim, it's above ton. Moshe Kosov Kan ba'olameinu yesh musag shel makom, just like in our physical world, right? This is a desk. Okay. Aval musag makom ein hainu gan kein bria shibor hakodesh baruch hu. Place and time are all creations. Aval b'shamayim lemala ein musag shel makom. There is no concept of makom upstairs in Shemayim. And even in this physical world, you could have a place that is not shaykh to space. Kamo Kodesh Kodashim, Sha'aron hi munach sham, the place where the actual arm was there, kid is begmor shamakam ha'aron enim in hamida, quotes of Gora in Megillah, Yudam in Beis, Min ha'aron letzad echad haya eser amos. If you would measure from one end of the aron to the wall, it'd be 10 amos. Uletzad hasheni, if you would measure from the other side, haya gamkin eser amos. You measure from the end of one side of the aron, 10 amos. From the other side of the aron to that wall, 10 amos. V'rocha v'kodesh kodashim haya rak esrim amos. But mathematics doesn't work because from one wall to the other in kodesh kodashim was 20 amos. Elamai, what do you say? Shemakom ha'aron ein min hamida. You could have something in this world that's beyond makom. The Aron is in Kodesh Kodesh was beyond the Musag of Makom. Vezeh hayenes bilti muvan. It's something that can't be understood logically. Ki anu chay hachayim im musag shel makom ein yechol lahasig inyan shel ein makom. Since we live within space, we can't understand something that would be beyond space. Sha'aron ein min hamida aval zeh haye lemala min hamakom. This is something that is above the concept of space. Okay, so now Rav Wilson continues and says, just like there's a concept of something that's beyond space, there's going to be something that's beyond Zman. Here he goes. V'chein hu im Zman. Shebeshemayim im musak shel Zman. In Shemayim, there's no concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara b'miyuchad la'olam hazeh. In this world, kefi shemazbe harambam, bereshis bar elokim, shehakadosh Baruch Hu bara b'techila es hamusak bereshis. Hashem created a concept of beginnings. Sheish musak shel Zman im reshis va'achris. That there's a beginning, time. Time has a beginning and an end. Sheish musak shel achshav v'shel lifneizeh v'shel achrzeh. There's right now. There is with the present, there is the past, and there's the future. Aval zehu bria miyuchedes la'olam hazeh. That's something that's unique to this world. Ki b'shamayim ein musak shel zeh shel zman. L'chein kodem bria sa'olam, before the world was created, haya kodem musak zman. That's something before zman. Zehu inyan she'ir shel lahavino al bura. We can't really understand this. We could talk about it. We could say the words, but we can't really understand it. Aval afakos least tzarech leida shekein hu ha'emes. If we can't even understand it, we're allowed to talk about things. I once had a discussion with Bergstein, a very esoteric concept. And I was saying to him, like, is it shaykh to talk about things that you know, we don't really have any hasaga bin? And he said, look, we talk about electricity. You know, there are concepts that we might not understand, but it doesn't mean the concept is not true. So to discuss that there is such an idea that there's a world, world's probably in the wrong room because world is already talking about Malcolm. There is a concept of something that's Lamalamin Hazman. Viato Binu no Tizbonu. Let's try to reflect upon this. Kasher Chapeta Yahashakosh Baruchu Livro Esa Olam Hashem wanted to create the world. Hayaz Adayin Koinem Musag Zman. So Hashem wanted to do to make the world, it was before Zman. But all of the Ratzon Livro Esa Olam, so Hashem had a Ratzon to make the world. But Oz Hayazman Shal Suda Shlishis Rava de Ravin. So before the world was created, that was the time of Suda Shlishis, Rava de Ravin. That was the time before the world was created. He's about to speak it out now, because if I'll just say it over and then we'll see it inside. The world was created on Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon doesn't start until Motzi Shabbos. Kimiyad kasher nase b'motzi Shabbos hischil yom rishon. Okay, hischil Hakadosh Baruch Hu livro es ha'olam. Hashem started to create the world. Lechein lifneze haya bizman shel suda shlishis she'ol b'ratzono shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu livro es ha'olam. So before the world was created was yom rishon. That's bracious. But before that is shalashudus. That's the zman right before the world begins. Va'osa ha'esn at that time nisor Hakadosh Baruch Hu ratzon livro es ha'olam hazeh. That's when Hashem created had a ratzon to create this world. Look at this, beautiful. L'chein, therefore, zman su'udas shlishis hu lamala min hazman. Therefore, don't look at the clock because you're above time by shalashudus. Ki hu kodem hazman. That's the bechina, the aspect of something in this world that exists before the world was created. Kodem shehischel habria shel yom rishon. Before Sunday, before Yom Rishon. Uva Osa Eis, at that time, Be'ez Rava the Ravin, his order Ratzon HaKodesh Baruch. That's when Hashem had the Ratzon. Al Kain, who Eis Ratzon Godel. That's why it's such an auspicious time. It's mamish out of this world, literally. No pun intended. Va'az yocho kol Yehudi levakish al atzmo lechavein al atzmo shiroitz elios el chiyid. A person thinks about this week, I'm going to be different. I'm going to be better. The Rotzelios Tzadik. I want to be perfect. I want to be a big Tzadik. Ki Oz Hu Bechina Shel Koinem Habriya. Because right now, the world hasn't been created. That next week hasn't yet been created. Chashem Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hayelo Rotzem Be'ez Zman HaMincha Shel Shabbos Kodesh. Hashem wanted to create the world. That time of mincha, in the new week that's coming, I'm also going to create then. So this is a beautiful idea. Person thinks about what has been doesn't apply for what's going to be. It's a new creation. Umishum kach, because this man suudas shlishis huzman shall ace rachmim gedolim. It's a tremendous rachmim sheef shel poil bo kol mina yeshuos. A person can achieve all types of salvation. Everything they need can be accomplished during this very, very special time. Kedis besvarim akadoshim shebe ace rava de ravin eef shel poil kol yeshuos hanitzurchos. Anything that's needed can be accomplished during this time. V'chein tzrichim l'sheves yachdav. As we started off by saying, sitting with like minded people during this Shalosh Shudas. Im chaveron kamo shetikin maran habal shem tov hakodesh. The Baal Shem Tov and the Chassidim in general put a very big emphasis on sitting together by Shal Shudas. Not going home and having Shal Shudas, but having it in the shul. That is an inyan to it. People to come together and have sings miros during this time. Va'oz hu eis rotzim godol ubefrat kasher yoshim im minyan biyachad. When you have a minyan of people, asher kol be asora shchinta shari. When you have 10 people, the shchina is with you. Im kol minyan yoshvim biyachad yesh imohim hashchina hakadosha. So you have the minyan with you when you're doing this. This is a tremendous time. And sometimes people who are not sensitive to these inyanim have never been taught these inyanim. They just don't know about it. And nebuch, they talk about the silly things during Shalosh Shudas. That's not the proper time. I shouldn't have any mundane conversations during Shalosh Shudas. It's a time of elevation. It's the holiest Zman of Shabbos. You know, ironically, sometimes people will dress down. You know, Friday night, everyone's dressed in a fancy schmancy, right? And then maybe the jacket comes off, and maybe the tie comes off, maybe different clothing comes off. Whatever a person dresses at, and again, people are mechabed Shabbos in different ways, not saying right or wrong, but however a person chooses to dress for Shabbos, they should say continuously. And if anything, it should be elevated, because as Shabbos goes more and more and more, it's rising and rising and rising in holiness. So if really a person's going to dress nicest, the nicest clothing should be worn by Shalosh Shudas. That is the holiest time of the entire Shabbos experience. And we think about it, the reason why that is so such an auspicious time, because this is when the time HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Ratzon in himself to make the world and everything that entails. Okay, it's always a pleasure of learning together, and Mr. Shem will continue again next week as well. Have a good Vach.